This is the Aspen Public Radio Newscast. I'm your host, Michael Finelli, here with your top stories this Tuesday. The Battlement Trail fire near Parachute is now 99% contained. The nearly 21-acre fire broke out on Sunday. Grand Valley Fire Protection officials said the same day on social media that it was a suspected power pole fire. The Battlement Trail fire prompted evacuations for nearby residents on Sunday. Fire officials said in a statement Monday evening that crews will remain on scene for the next few days to monitor hotspots and ensure the safety of nearby trails and recreation areas before declaring full containment. Meanwhile, firefighters have nearly fully contained a wildfire on the Colorado-Utah state line, a week after it took the lives of three firefighters. But hundreds of thousands of acres are still burning across both states, putting stress on firefighting infrastructure. Rocky Mountain Community Radio's Caroline Yannis has more.
Due to hot and dry conditions and prolonged drought, wildfires have been behaving in extreme ways. The Gold Mountain Fire grew over 1,000 acres in a day and caused evacuations in Ouray, as well as Montrose and Gunnison counties. The Aspen Acres Fire in Custer and Pueblo counties has produced pyrocumulus clouds, essentially creating its own weather system. And at the Babylon Fire in southeastern Utah, officials say they're now deploying firefighters overnight to try to contain the blaze. There's also the Ferris Fire in Dolores County, which has triggered power shutoffs so firefighters can work safely. Here's Brad Petruska, the fire's incident commander.
But as fire activity continues across the state in anticipation of dry lightning, not just here, it might become the case that our priority drops. And so our ability to get more stuff and more things might drop.
He says there are fire crews coming from California this week to help in Colorado and Utah, but there will likely be more competition for resources like people, aircraft, and equipment going forward. Forecasts are showing a heat wave in the next week to 10 days, which could intensify fire weather. Caroline Yanez, Rocky Mountain Community Radio.
And the Aspen-based nonprofit Climate Curve announced the 10 winners of its annual prize last week. The Keeling Curve Award Ceremony, emceed by late-night host Seth Meyers, highlighted promising solutions to addressing climate change. Meyers opened the evening with a few minutes of comedy, and he didn't hold back on the Aspen stereotypes.
I read an interesting stat that Aspen has more people per capita who both believe that climate change is the most important issue of our time and are also willing to be the only passenger on a private plane.
One of the prize winners announced later was LanzaJet, which works to make fuel for planes, private or otherwise, sustainable. The company claims to have the most scalable, sustainable jet fuel system on the market. LanzaJet turns sources like solid waste or crops into ethanol, which can then be used in existing airline fuel infrastructure. The other transportation prize winner was Link Power, which is refurbishing old EV batteries to provide backup power in East Africa. All 10 Keeling Curve prize winners will receive $50,000 plus support, which the nonprofit Climate Curve hopes drives further investment. Dozens of parade floats rolled through the streets of Aspen on Saturday for the annual 4th of July celebration. Spectators dance along to American-themed songs while children caught candy thrown from the floats. But one float inspired a lot of cheers from the crowd. It was adorned with a string of shorts and people holding protest-style signs. Chris Peschick drove the float. He says it was inspired by an Aspen Daily News column that objected to SkiCo's decision that longtime employee Ron Moorhead could no longer wear shorts to work.
He's a local legend, and he shouldn't have to wear pants for the first time in his 40-year career in the ski industry.
Some of the float's signs were lighthearted, like Sexy Knees sells lots of skis. Others were more pointed, like SkiCo unfair to shorts people. SkiCo did not respond to a request for comment for this story. In statewide news, a new report takes a look at quality of life across the U.S. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Hannah Merzbach reports, it shows economics don't always determine well-being.
Northern mountain states such as Colorado, Idaho, Utah, and Wyoming are doing relatively well when it comes to poverty and income inequality. But on depression and suicide rates, they're towards the bottom of the list.
Which is interesting because of the whole idea that money buys happiness.
Tulane University's Douglas Harris helped put together the recent State of the States report. It shows those mountain states are mostly doing well on environmental measures like air quality and educational ones like test scores. Otherwise, it's hard to find many trends.
Yeah, well, that reinforces the point that, you know, geography isn't destiny.
However, Harris points out that southern mountain states, Arizona, Nevada, New Mexico, rank poorly for many more measures, and they have higher levels of poverty. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Hannah Mersbach.
And in regional news, wildfires are raging across the West. So governors of several Western states are looking to better coordinate with each other and their federal partners. For the Mountain West News Bureau, Sean Higgins has more from a meeting in Utah.
At the annual Western Governors Association meeting in Park City, wildfire and how to prevent it took up much of the first day. U.S. Forest Service Chief Tom Schultz said with low snowpacks and high temps, there is no silver bullet.
We cannot just suppress fires and get out of this. Like, it requires land management, it requires fuels treatments, it requires prescribed fire. All of this stuff goes together.
Utah Governor Spencer Cox is the association's outgoing chair. He referenced the Cottonwood Fire and said there is an environmental argument for better forest management, and that includes logging.
For people who care about air quality and the environment, the results of that fire in Beaver, the water quality issues, the destruction of fisheries, and then the air quality in our state has done more than any gas burning or you know, coal burning in the past 10 years.
Governors in attendance and Chief Schultz agreed that more shared stewardship agreements are the way forward. Those will allow states and the federal government to do fire mitigation and reforestation work on a bigger and faster scale. Sean Higgins, KUER News.
The Aspen Public Radio newscast is produced by our team. News Director Hallie Zander, Associate Editor Sage Smiley, reporters Reagan Mertz and Hannah Weaver, and me, your host for the week, Michael Finelli. Our contributing reporters include Eleanor Bennett, Sarah Torrey, and Lucy Peterson. You can listen to the show every weekday morning on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.